You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Thank you, Kira O'Brien. Welcome once again to the news you missed. We start this morning with the president. President Biden this week signed the potential TikTok ban into law. The law says that the Chinese company ByteDance has 9 months to sell TikTok before it's removed from app stores. By the way, the app has 170 million users in the United States.
Wow, that's more than half the country.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The president signed the law in a viral TikTok video entitled, "I'm the President, of course I sign unpopular laws." It was a meme, if you didn't get it. Hey, grocery stores Kroger and Albertsons will sell off a combined 166 stores as they seek government approval for a $25 billion merger.
Man. Which two again?
Albertsons and Kroger.
Wow.
Yeah. Sources close to the deal say they plan to use the produce model and sell the stores off by the pound.
That'd be weird.
Boy, you're going to be at self-checkout for a long time.
Oh.
That lady in front of you trying to find asparagus. Oh, my God.
God. It's right there. It starts with an A.
It says asparagus. National Weather Service this week added a new color to the heat index. Red used to be the hottest color, but now above that comes magenta, which will reflect heat emergencies across the country. Now, the Weather Service says if needed, they're ready to go with some other colors, including charred whopper brown, a smoldering house fire black, and a pasty gray color called Poppy's Heat Stroke. Hey, look, it's Bob Ross, and he didn't look so good. Look
at him.
Pasty.
I think you need to come in.
Oof, out of the yard.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ordered your flame-throwing robot dog yet?
No.
This week, the Therminator became available for a mere $9,400. Its inventors say the flame-throwing pooch can be used for snow removal, pest control, the coming apocalypse, whatever you need.
Right.
Nice.
Legal in all 50 states, potential owners are warned not to let the robo-flame dog get a hold of your leg.
Oh, man. In this case,
it's not best to let him just...
Don't let him finish.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to see the finish.
No.
Finally this morning, remember the mythological public bathroom project in San Francisco? They proposed a $1.7 million single-person public bathroom.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they finally built it, and it came in at the very reasonable cost of $220,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's way better.
After the hue and cry.
That's a great
million
deal.
$1.5 million for a one-seater.
Sure.
Local street people celebrated the new facility by lining up to poop next to it.
Of course.
Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco. Hey, every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so does this guy. For the news you missed on FM 99, I'm Rick Rumble.